Chapter 2, Growing Up, Becoming Me. Since my history has been rewritten by others, I have no choice but to start at the beginning. As people age, time becomes the most valuable word in their vocabulary. I don't waste it on petty grievances or schoolyard nonsense. I've always preferred looking forward rather than looking backward. But reflection matters when the past shaped who you became. In this chapter, I'll talk openly about that shaping, including the mistakes I made along the way. There is no other honest way to do it. I was born on September 21st, 1964, in Endicott, New York, in the Southern Tier. My father was beginning his teaching career at Tioga Central, and by the time I was young, we had settled in Delmar, where both my parents worked in the school system. That meant eyes were always on me. It also meant expectations were clear, firm, and unavoidable. Sports were a constant in my childhood. With a father who coached basketball, baseball, and golf, competition was less about winning than accountability. Outside of sports, some of my most formative time was spent in the woods, hunting, walking, learning patience, and responsibility. I was introduced to firearms and bows early on and taught to respect them completely. That respect has never left me. As I reached middle school, I was learning how poorly deception fit me. With both parents working in the same building, I tested boundaries in small, immature ways, mostly to claim a sense of independence. Looking back, the lesson was simple. Truth always traveled faster and landed softer than dishonesty ever did. One memory from that time period has stayed with me for decades. In fourth grade, I had stepped between a friend and two bullies. Armed with nothing more than a sharp pencil and more nerve than sense, I walked him out of danger. Years later, at a class reunion, that same friend greeted me with a single word. He repeated it twice. He said it loudly. Protector. He said he always knew that would be my path. 2 years later, in sixth grade, I failed that standard. Goaded by peers, eager to impress, I found myself in the circle of kids confronting another boy, someone who posed absolutely no threat to me. I struck him. What I remember most was not the act itself, but the look in his eyes afterward. Not fear, sadness, embarrassment, acceptance, a victim's look. That moment changed how I see people. To this day, I can recognize a victim almost instantly. That sensitivity was not inherited. It was learned, painfully, through regret. Another lesson followed soon after, and it was far more consequential. At 15, I made a stupid, immature decision that crossed a line. What mattered most was not the prank itself, but the conversation that followed, the one where I was left forced to face the harm that I caused. I remember the woman's trembling voice, the sadness, the violation. I have thought about that moment for most of my life. Owning that mistake shaped me far more than any success ever could. It taught me accountability. It taught me empathy. It taught me that recognizing victims begins with acknowledging when you were the wrong one. By my senior year, direction began to replace confusion. I became certified as a CPR and first aid instructor, teaching while others learned. Shortly after turning 18, I joined the Delmar Fire Department. Fire and EMS became my focus, my discipline, and eventually my calling. I ran hundreds of calls in those early years. Many blur together. One does not. In 1985, I responded to a cardiac arrest at the home of a close friend. I initiated CPR on his father before the ambulance arrived. He did not survive. He was healthy, strong, gone away. That call taught me something no training manual ever could. Sometimes doing everything right still ends in loss. Those years shaped me. They introduced me to the community, to medicine, to law enforcement, and to the shared culture of people who run toward trouble instead of those that run away from it. By the time I entered policing, I was no longer searching for who I was. I was becoming it. And that path, once chosen, has a way of demanding consistency, even when the cost is high.